Welcome in, podcast listeners. The Dodgers win the World Series, but Justin Turner tests positive for COVID and celebrates on the field. Oh, my God. We break it all down for you. Plus, we're joined by Shannon Spake as she gets ready to be on the sideline for Tua's first game in the NFL. And we're going to break down everything with Liberty head football coach Hugh Freeze, who has the Flames at 6-0. As he continues to roll forward there, what's next for Hugh Freeze? We'll discuss all that and more. It's Outkick. Appreciate all of you hanging. We're live from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, but you get the podcast, and it begins now.
Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com. Or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
LA Dodger fans can party like it's 1988 all over again as they have won their first title thanks to the decision maybe to pull Blake Snell after just 73 pitches when he was in the midst of having a whale of a ball game. Certainly the Dodgers appreciated it. And we'll talk about that here momentarily. But the biggest story of the Dodger championship, I believe, is going to end up being Justin Turner testing positive for COVID somehow in the middle of the game. And then coming back out on the field for the celebration, taking his mask off, kissing his wife or girlfriend, posing with the championship trophy, posing with his teammates with no mask on. It's going to turn into a Corona Bro Fest, the likes of which we haven't seen in baseball since the Miami Marlins tested positive in the first place. So I actually want to start there instead of starting with the Dodgers winning the championships. Have you guys seen the video yet that Fox Sports put out of Justin Turner coming back on the field, hugging everybody, getting his picture taken, holding the trophy, kissing everybody, hugging everybody? Have you guys seen that?
Yeah. I did.
So do you agree with me that it's going to turn into by far the bigger story than who won the World Series?
Yeah, but I have no problem with it. You know, when he wasn't out there to begin with, I felt so bad for Justin Turner. Yeah. He deserved to celebrate with his team. When I saw him out there, I felt a lot better for him, man. He deserved to be out there with his teammates.
So if you were the Dodgers, you would have said, screw it, go ahead and bring
him out. Exactly, and Mookie Betts said that afterwards. He was part of this. He's our teammate. He deserves to be out here with us.
I think it's interesting. What about you, Danny G?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact I am a Dodgers fan, and I've watched Justin Turner's story this entire time. The Mets dumped him. He was a cast-off. He's one of the guys that the Dodgers resurrected his career. And so to watch his journey with the Dodgers and see him become part of this amazing story. I mean, there was talk a couple of days ago that he was right there with Seager as a co-MVP, possibly. For him to not be out there, all Dodger fans, we were like, what's going on? That was part of the conversation between all of us texting each other. Why did Turner get pulled? Why is Rios out there? What's going on? And then when he wasn't right in the middle of the celebration, when he's been such a huge part of the team, we're all wondering what is going on. And then, of course, Fox makes the announcement that he had a second test, right? And they weren't sure if it was a false positive, or they didn't really know what was going on except for the fact that he couldn't be out there at first. And it was so frustrating. So then, yeah, to see him taking that team photo, I knew Twitter was going to erupt and go nuts. And sure enough, there were people on there calling him a killer. He's going to kill everyone out
on
the
field. Kill your
grandma. Oh, yeah. The Corona bros and girls came out of the woodwork, man. I could not believe the comments that were on Twitter for the rest of the night.
All right. So what about you, Dub? What do you think?
Yeah, my first reaction when Fox kind of threw in that information right before they went to the celebration coverage was, oh, my God, here we go. This is going to be the story of the day today, and I think you're right. I think it will be. But I agree with Danny G and Roberto. Justin Turner, when I think of the Dodgers, he's probably the second or third player I think of on that team. So he absolutely deserved to be out there with his teammates.
Or what about you, Eddie?
Yeah, my first thought was, thank God that they, you know, didn't
game seven.
Right, that they didn't happen before the game or after the game, and there was going to be a game seven. Because the Dodgers are like, hey, the season's over. We're the champs. Who cares? We're going to do what we want. You're going to find us. Go ahead. We don't, you know, we don't care. They wanted Justin Turner out there. He went out there. And yes, it's going to be, for some people, it's going to be the only story they talk about today.
All right. So let's pull back here on a couple of different levels. My first thought when I saw the Justin Turner news had nothing to do with the post-game celebration or anything else. It was, how does Major League Baseball have testing news come out during the course of a game? Like, I went to the White House. Hate to brag or draw attention to myself. It was 1 week ago. Every single day, the White House tests every media member that could come into close contact with West Wing people. And it takes 1 hour to get a result. So if the White House can do that, and if I know that Fox Sports has like 15-minute tests that they're doing on the studio lot to make sure that everybody's okay, how is it that Major League Baseball can be getting results from tests during the course of baseball games? And so my understanding of what happened is that Justin Turner had a test yesterday, meaning on Tuesday, that suddenly got flagged as positive. They then added another test to check and see if it could have been a false positive, and they realized during the course of the game that the second test was also positive. In other words, he had a first test. They expedited then in some way the second test. But I don't understand exactly. There are going to be a lot of questions about this. Because if I can be at the White House last week, and if I can get tested, and they can get me a result within an hour, how is it that it's not like Major League Baseball, there are like 500 people they have to test. How is it possible that they can't get a result before anybody plays in a baseball game? My second thought was, oh man, if the Dodgers lost this game, can you imagine if suddenly a ton of Dodger players also tested positive alongside of Justin Turner, like happened with the Marlins, like happened with the Cardinals, like happened with a bunch of different teams in Major League Baseball? What would they have done for Game 7? Would they have played Game 7? Would they have taken a week off before they played Game 7? I mean, that would have been an unbelievable mess for Major League Baseball. And then I also wondered, did Major League Baseball cover this up in some way in the hope that the Dodgers were going to win and they didn't want the positive test to go public because they didn't want any other Dodgers potentially testing positive to also be issues going forward? And then I thought to myself, wait a minute, is Justin Turner right now already in quarantine back in a hotel by himself, like watching the Dodgers celebrate with no ability to do so himself? Well, that seems kind of ridiculous. And then I thought, wait a minute, are the Dodgers going to be able to leave Dallas, or are they going to have to all quarantine for 14 days in a Dallas hotel now before they're allowed to travel and go home? And then I thought, oh man, is that Justin Turner on the field right now? That looks like Justin Turner. Is that him with his mask off posing for photos next to Dave Roberts? Is that him? And then I saw this morning when I woke up, I saw Fox Sports has put out footage. And if you haven't seen the footage and you want to see it, it should be up momentarily on OutKick.com. And it's just footage of Justin Turner from the entire celebration. And there he is holding the trophy. And there he is kissing his wife or girlfriend without a mask on. Now, I am the farthest thing from a Corona bro in all of sports. But this is a big middle finger from the LA Dodgers organization to the Corona Bro community and everybody else around Major League Baseball, because they're obviously continuing to expose Justin Turner to other people after knowing that he's tested positive. Now, we don't see all of the test results. I think there are a lot of athletes out there that if the player is asymptomatic, they just don't believe in the test accuracy. And we know there are a ton, an absolute ton of false positives in athletics. And certainly we saw that recently with Nick Saban. We have seen it with a lot of different athletes. And so it may be that athletes just don't care because they're actually looking at the data by now and aware that they aren't under a substantial risk factor from COVID. But I would say, given the fact that all these guys are going to be traveling away, theoretically, to go back to their homes to get ready for their off season, that this is potentially going to be a big mess. And I think it is going to wildly overshadow the Dodgers actually winning their first World Series title in 32 years for most people out there who are not Dodger fans. I think Dodger fans, like you just heard from Danny G and Roberto, are going to say, well, Justin Turner's a big part of the team. I understand why they want him on the field. I certainly understand why it would be super weird for Justin Turner suddenly to go from playing in Game 6 of the World Series to being locked in a hotel room watching his team celebrate while he's not allowed to be a part of it. I guarantee you that Major League Baseball was not happy that Justin Turner was on the field. If they haven't already issued an official statement, I bet they issue an official statement before this radio program is over this morning. But I don't know what exactly Major League Baseball could have done when the Dodgers decided they wanted Justin Turner on the field. Are they going to tackle him? Is Major League Baseball security going to arrest him in some way for not being for violating terms of Major League Baseball quarantine, especially because the season is already over? Or is Major League Baseball able to insist that the entirety of the LA Dodgers enter into quarantine now, or once the season is over, does their ability to restrict the movement of any player end? I mean, these are all big questions from a legal perspective and also a baseball perspective that are all going to be raised in a substantial nature now, and it's not going to be as much of a discussion about baseball season ending. Baseball season began in controversy with the Houston Astros cheating scandal, and I think it's going to end in controversy with Justin Turner testing positive and the COVID scandal controversy that is going to linger now and I think characterize much of the discussion surrounding the Dodgers winning a championship.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
And I got to say, I thought the storyline would be the Dodgers finally win their first title since 1988, but I think it's all going to be related to Justin Turner having COVID.
Ooh.
And going out and celebrating on the field with his teammates. 877-996-6369. You can go vote. Do you have a problem with Justin Turner testing positive for COVID and then celebrating on the field with his teammates after the positive test? That is the question that I have asked. The numbers are rolling in. You can call in and react. Here are a couple of additional thoughts that I have. First of all, I think it could be somewhat logical for Dodger players and for Dave Roberts and everybody else out there to think to themselves, well, we've already been exposed to Justin for an entire baseball game and for multiple days when he theoretically could have been infectious. How does being exposed to him for a few more minutes change anything? And if we had Dr. David Chow on with us, he could talk about the length of time that most exposures require and how there is not some, most of the time, you're not going to test positive unless you are in close contact with someone for a prolonged period of time. And so the odds of an additional few minutes on the field celebrating with his teammates, that those are pretty low risk exposures. Now, kissing his wife, I'm assuming it's his wife. Somebody look up and see.
Yeah, it's his wife.
Okay. Kissing his wife. He's probably been kissing his wife. They've had their families with them for a while. She's probably like, well, I mean, I just found out tonight. I've been kissing him for some time, for several days probably, or at least in close contact with him. I'm going to pose for a long time posterity with this photo, and I'd like to, with the trophy, and I'd like to be kissing him in the photo, no masks on, holding the trophy. I don't know if he was the last one to hold the trophy. I don't know if somebody was standing off to the side with super heavy duty disinfectant. But this is going to be a big monster story. I'm just telling you, it's early in the morning right now. Most people are going to be discussing Justin Turner on the field far more than they're going to be discussing the Dodgers actually winning the World Series.
Another thing, I was reading a thing on Outkick. It says that Rosenthal says he was told not to go on the field, but Turner insisted, and the Dodgers insisted he go on the field. So the other thing I'm thinking is, if this is coming from Rob Manfred, this is another, the Dodgers are telling Rob Manfred, F you, you didn't suspend the Astros when they cheated. So, you know, this guy's going to go on the field, and he's going to celebrate with us.
Yeah, we've got the video up at Outkick. If you haven't seen it, Fox Sports tweeted out the video late last night, early this morning, however you want to characterize it. And there are, again, Ken Rosenthal reported on television last night with Fox, and I'm quoting from him, my understanding from talking to various people is that he was told or asked, which is a pretty significant difference, not to go on the field. He insisted upon it. The Dodgers insisted upon it. And that is why he was out there. And at one point, he did have his mask off. He was mostly masked, but there was one point in the picture when he did have it off. And the report also is in terms of the positive tests. The first result came back in the second inning. All right, the first result from his test came back in the second inning. His test then, and that test was from Monday. I guess it took nearly 24 hours for results to come back. Then they were able to expedite the second test, and that came back positive as well, and he was removed from the game at that point. The team is reportedly not going back to LA tonight. Everyone is going back to their bubble hotel. They will be, quote, tested and figure out what the results are from that, then go from there. Justin Turner tweeted, thanks to everyone reaching out. I feel great. No symptoms at all. Just experienced every emotion you can possibly imagine. Can't believe I couldn't be out there to celebrate with my guys. Actually, he was. So proud of this team and unbelievably happy for the city of LA. Hashtag World Series champs. Okay, the poll question, and again, 877-996-6369 if you want to weigh in. Nearly 3,000 of you have voted so far. 71% of you say you have no problem at all with Justin Turner on the field. I would encourage you to just watch the video so you can see exactly what he did on the field. Go to outkick.com in order to be able to see that video. But right now, 71% of you are saying you have no issue at all with it. 29% of you are saying, yes, you have an issue with it. And just look, I think it's going to be a big issue because I'm not sure what protocols are involved here in terms of how the Dodgers are treated, because the season is officially over now. So if Game 7 still had to be played, this would be an unbelievable mess for Rob Manfred. And frankly, it's something that's going to have to be confronted in many sports, and I've asked this question for a long time, what happens if the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes are set to play against Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the day before the Super Bowl, suddenly Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady test positive for COVID, and they're both asymptomatic? Are you really telling me that Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady are not going to be able to play in the Super Bowl because they tested asymptomatic positive for COVID, and that there wouldn't be a lot of pressure to try to hide that positive test? I don't even know who the backup is off the top of my head for either guy, but this would be huge to suddenly have to hold somebody out of the Super Bowl because of an asymptomatic positive test, when ordinarily everybody would play with the flu. And prior to COVID, people would have lost their minds if somebody had had the flu and they didn't play in the Super Bowl. Can you imagine how much that player would get crushed if they didn't play with the flu? You'd be like, prior to COVID, you'd be like, give that guy every shot known to man. He's got to be out there to play. And now suddenly he's not going to be playing? 877-996-6369. We'll take your calls. But first, Eddie Garcia, what you got for me?
Well, it's all about Game 6 of the World Series, with the Dodgers beating the Rays 3-1. The game turned in the sixth inning when Tampa Bay starter Blake Snell, who was pitching very well, was pulled by manager Kevin Cash. He allowed 2 hits, 9 strikeouts, no walks in 5 1/3 innings. He had thrown just 73 pitches. But after he was out of the game, the Dodgers scored twice, once on a wild pitch, second on a fielder's choice, to grab a 2-0 lead. Mookie Betts added an insurance solo homer in the eighth inning. LA had 7 different pitchers combined to allow just 1 run on 5 hits. In the win, shortstop Corey Seager of the Dodgers named the World Series MVP. He hit 400 with 2 home runs and 5 RBI in the series. For the Dodgers, they win the series 4-2 to capture their first World Series title since 1988 and the 7th World Series title in franchise history. Also of note, LA third baseman Justin Turner was pulled before the 8th inning after it was learned that an initial inconclusive test came back positive for COVID-19. Turner said afterwards that he is asymptomatic. As far as the Dodgers, their president Andrew Friedman said, quote, he, talking about Turner, wanted to come out and take a picture with the trophy. Him being a free agent, I don't think anyone was going to stop him from going out. I think he was mindful of other people, especially other people he hadn't seen around him. For him, having the chance to take a picture with the trophy was incredibly meaningful, end quote, talking about Justin Turner, who tested positive for COVID-19 out on the field afterwards to celebrate the Dodgers championship. Now back to Clay Travis in the Geico Outkick the Coverage studios.
Okay. Just to give you an idea on my Super Bowl hypothetical, let's pretend that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are set to play in the Super Bowl. Both of them test positive. They're both asymptomatic, have no idea that they would have the virus but for their tests. In theory, that would mean that your Super Bowl would be Chad Henne, who is the backup for Patrick Mahomes, against Blaine Gabbert, who is the backup for Tom Brady. I don't know if there's a single person listening to me right now who wouldn't say, screw it, go ahead and let them play. I mean that honestly. I don't know that there's a single person listening right now who would say, well, we'll just go roll it out there with Chad Henne and Blaine Gabbert in the Super Bowl, and we won't watch Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady play against each other because they're asymptomatic positive. Now, the big story here that actually Major League Baseball has dodged is, can you believe if maybe Blake Snell doesn't get pulled out of this game and the Rays win, and then Justin Turner has tested positive and all of the Dodgers have to go ahead and get additionally tested because there's probably a decent chance other players are going to end up testing positive based on having been in close proximity with Justin Turner? Do they postpone Game 7? Do they say, just screw it, we're going to play? I honestly don't even know what they would have done. We're going to go to your calls here in a moment, but first, what do you think they would have done? Danny G, if Blake Snell keeps pitching, they don't make the decision to remove him, the Rays go ahead and win, and by the way, this is a huge flaw of analytics in general, that they pulled, in my mind, Blake Snell. What do they do about Game 7? Would they have played it as scheduled tonight, or do they move it?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I guess first we'd need to know if it's a false positive, because they would be testing Turner around the clock.
Yeah, they'd probably give him 1,000 tests and hope that some of them are turning up negative. But yes, they'd also be testing all the Dodger players around the clock. But the fact that that happened during the game would mean, I would imagine, that they would, first of all, the big issue to me is that they don't have the super rapid test results, because that to me seems like something that you would want, given that the White House is testing people and you can get results in an hour. I don't know why you wouldn't have that going on in Dallas, but I would think there's probably a good chance that a bunch of other Dodgers are going to test positive. What do you do, Dub? What would have happened if the Dodgers had lost Game 6?
Well, I think at a minimum, Game 7 would have been delayed at least a day or two, because you would think they'd have to test all the Tampa players as well, and coaching staff and everybody else involved.
The one positive here is I don't believe there's a single example of COVID spreading during an athletic event. In other words, during an NFL game, Major League Baseball game, college football game, high school. So far, there is no evidence that I have seen of COVID being traced to spreading during a game. So the odds of it having spread from Justin Turner to somebody else are really, really low. But it is still, I think you're right. I think that there would have been a postponement of some sort. Eddie, do you think the Game 7 gets postponed?
Yeah, absolutely.
How long?
That's until they figure out if anyone else has tested positive.
I mean, it could be a week.
It could be.
And then you're going back, like everybody gets their best pitcher back, right? And then all the rhythm is gone of the series.
Thank God that did not happen.
What a mess that would have been.
Can you imagine? I mean, and then you got potentially, I guess, like the Dodgers would have gone with Walker Buehler again, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, he would have been the choice for Game 7 anyways, but even on more rest.
But I mean, especially on long rest. I mean, they wouldn't have brought Kershaw back, would they?
Nah, he would have been the next guy up.
It would have been Buehler, yeah.
Yeah, it would have been Buehler, and then if Buehler got in any trouble, they would have brought Kershaw in.
Yeah, but can you imagine how crazy that would have been? All right, we got a lot of people who want to weigh in. Again, you can go vote in our poll question. I'm at Clay Travis. Who's up first? I think we got an Outkick VIP.
Yeah, Catfish Jake in Nashville.
Catfish Jake, what do you think? You got an issue with Turner? How would you break this down?
Well, say no, because all year long it drove me nuts when I see a guy hit a game-winning home run or a walk-off, and they all act like they can't celebrate with each other, so I don't have a problem with him being out there for the celebration. I do think that Rob Manfred should send Kevin Cash a thank you note, because he screwed that game up so bad that they ended up having to worry about the Game 7.
He maybe should have been the MVP for Major League Baseball.
For sure he is. But on the baseball side of it, I have more of an issue with the 0-2 pitch that Fairbanks threw Mookie Betts that was dead over the center of the plate. It was a hanging breaking ball and a snail being pulled than anything. I mean, the Justin Turner thing. It's going to expose the real hypocrites in this whole Corona Bros thing, because people have been such a hardline stance on it. Now there's going to be a lot of the same people that are like Dodgers fans that are just going to be like, well, at least they should be able to celebrate. I think they should celebrate anyway. If it was me, there ain't nobody keeping me off the field.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just won the World Series, I don't give a damn what's happening. I'm going to be on the field with my teammates.
Thanks for the call. It is funny to me how the state of California has all these regulations in place, and then the minute that the Dodgers and the Lakers win the championship, people are out in the streets celebrating like crazy. You're not supposed to be able to have like a normal Thanksgiving, but as soon as your favorite team wins, it's like COVID doesn't exist. And that is, I think, pretty wild. Now, the difference here to me, like, we have a Halloween party coming up on Friday, right? It's going to be a decent sized party. We do it every single year, and my wife is all in for it. She does a great job setting it up. I want everybody to come to the party that we invited, right? That's why we invited them to the party. If someone knew they had COVID, I wouldn't want them to come to the party. I think that's the way most people would react, and I'm not a Corona bro, So I understand Justin Turner wanting to be on the field to celebrate, and I understand his teammates being okay with it, but you also have to recognize this is going to be a monster story. Dub, who's up on our phone? What's the situation here? Let me check the clock. All right, let's take a couple more calls, then we'll go to break.
Yeah, we got time for a couple more. Let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania.
Dan, what do you think?
Hey, man, I have no problem with it, man. You know, I think this whole thing, like, I totally agree with you that the whole COVID thing has blown out of proportion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it's just, if it wasn't an election year, I don't think this thing would be as big as it is right now.
Thanks for the call. I don't have any, there's zero doubt that COVID hit in the worst possible time. The election has turned it into even more of an issue than it otherwise would have been, and I think has turned it into more emotional than it otherwise would have been. I think there's no doubt about that. But to me, the challenge here is going to be, again, just using my party as an example. I'm fine. I want everybody to come to my house. I want to have a great time for Halloween. I want everybody to be dressed up. I want to have a really fun Friday night party. But if you know you have COVID, even if you're one of my good friends, I don't want you to come to my Halloween party. And so I can understand both sides of this story, which is why I think it's going to be such a big deal. I am not a Corona bro. And I don't know what I would be thinking if I had tested positive for COVID and I were on the World Series champion. I think I would be exactly where Justin Turner is. I'd want to be on the field celebrating with my teammates, getting the picture taken with the trophy, having my moment that night instead of sitting in my hotel room by myself. I also understand, logically, if all of the team has been around Justin Turner for the past several weeks, as they have, and for the past several months, is 15 more minutes on the baseball field going to change any of the calculus as it pertains to the risk factors involved? Heck, earlier in the game, earlier in the night, they were playing a baseball game with him. How is that going to change the calculus? To me, Major League Baseball set up this potential issue by having in the first place a possibility that test results are arriving in the middle of a game. Like, how is that possible? How do you not have it set up so that you are testing and getting results before players actually play in games? This is crazy to me. We're going to go to break now. I'll continue to leave the phones open. I'm curious what everybody thinks. 877-996-6369. The Dodgers are World Series champs, but the story is going to be what in the world happened with Justin Turner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Couple more of you want to weigh in on the big Dodger win and the bigger question that is going to be everywhere as the sun comes up across this country. What about Justin Turner testing positive for COVID, then going back out on the field after testing positive during the game? All of this is just such a cluster. JP on the Outkick VIP, what you got for me?
Hey, Clay, I think it's a big middle finger to the Corona Bros because they tried canceling the season for basically all the sports. And I think that Turner's decision to go out there is like, what if I had a false positive and I didn't celebrate my first and only World Series title? So that's, you know, what I thought was a big thing. And I think the eyes kind of turned to Rob Manfred, and if he's going to punish Turner maybe next year, especially after going so light on the Astros.
That's interesting questions all across the board. I don't think there's any doubt. Dub, who's up on your end?
Yeah, we got Jared in Kansas City.
Jared, what do you think?
Hey, Clay. Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. I would have been there on the field just like Justin Turner. I mean, your first title in 32 years or whatever it was. Yeah, so congrats to the Dodgers. Something everyone's going to get. you might as well just get in, just get this finals done with. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. At 32 years, Justin Turner's been a big part of the World Series teams that have not won. They had to deal with the Astros issue. And then with basically one inning left in the game he had played almost the entirety of, I think they said the notice of the second positive test came in the eighth inning. He suddenly gets pulled and he's not allowed to have access to his teammates anymore. I can see the argument of why that is an absurdity. Who's up next, Dub?
Yeah, last one here. We got David in California.
David, what do you think?
Yeah, sir. I'm wondering how reliable the tests are, because I had a neighbor that tested positive, and then they tested him the next day, and it came out negative.
Thanks for the call. I think that's a big issue in general. Most people don't get tested multiple times. So what we have seen with athletes and with coaches, Nick Saban is a good example, is they have the resources, if they test positive, to then get tested again to see whether it might have been a false positive. Most of you out there listening to me right now, if you ever test positive for COVID, you assume you had it and you don't ever get tested again. And so to me, athletics is pointing out how often we are getting false positives when it comes to the tests at play here. And that is a major issue, because it means that we have otherwise healthy people isolating themselves from all human activity when they have absolutely nothing wrong with them. And not only those people, everybody that they came in contact with oftentimes. An entire household may shut down over a positive test when nobody's actually got it. And so I understand the Justin Turner perspective of saying, screw it. I also understand his teammates. They've spent all of this time living in a COVID era with Justin Turner. And so they know that there's lots of false positives. They just won the World Series. They also know that virtually no one around their age is having any issues with COVID at all. We treat a COVID positive test like a huge story, but when all the players come back and had no issues with it, like happened with the Tennessee Titans, like happened with the Miami Marlins, like happened with the St. Louis Cardinals, nobody actually reports on it very much. And so I think this is just a fascinating mess of an issue that happened for Major League Baseball, very fortunately for them, at the very end of the season, as opposed to potentially if the Rays had won Game 6, if Blake Snell doesn't get pulled, then we might have to postpone Game 7 for a week and allow all these tests to be going on to see when it's quote-unquote safe to play the game again. We'll continue to take your calls. We'll break it down for you. Shannon Spake scheduled to join us in hour two. In hour three, we're going to be joined by Liberty head football coach Hugh Freeze. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. This is Outkick the Coverage. Go download the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single minute of anything we're breaking down for you here on Outkick.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.